What the is life?
They get a little bit of the higher
food. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were just joking.
No, and then you.
What?
I don't get
this. We're from Birmingham, Alabama. You're listening to Conclave Radio.
Well, let's be loud. Conclave Radio. It was a lot louder last week when we did that.
Yeah, it was.
Hunter's not stepping up his game.
Conclave Radio.
Too late.
Woo!
Sorry.
Well, as our viewers can see, and as our listeners have not been able to hear yet, we are joined by our special guest, Jennifer Browning.
Woo!
Glad to have you. Welcome, welcome. Well, glad to have you on the show this week.
Thank you. Thank you.
So, Casey, of course, as all you can see, we're also joined by, of course, he's like the new, no, it's not time for her yet. Oh, not yet.
We're building up. It's not there yet.
First, we have to welcome, he's kind of like, Lisa asked, she's like, is he just a new co-host?
Pretty much. He's been here now.
Yeah, pretty much. So, we welcome Hunter Champion, as always. Welcome, Hunter. Welcome. Of course, Lisa, how are you doing today? Welcome you. Welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Yes. Yes. Casey, how's your week been?
Good so far.
Yep, good so far.
Yeah.
We are T-minus 9 days from the beach trip.
Nine days. I don't think I could wait that
long. What beach are you
going to? We are going to Gulf Shores, Conclave Beach Trip.
I've never been to Gulf Shores. Awesome.
We are going to have a great time. Long enough. Not long enough. So only Friday through Sunday.
Okay.
But we're going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're having Jennifer on the show this week because this Sunday night, you are going to be our guest speaker.
Yes.
And our request, people kept asking when Pastor Jay came, people said, oh, we really want to have Jennifer to come speak to us. Like several people, right?
It was constant.
Yeah, it really was.
Aww.
It really was.
Okay.
And so you
so.
I definitely was.
Yeah, definitely was. Actually, it was just Casey. He just said it.
Everyone else.
Well, we did. We had a lot of people ask. And you obliged and made contact and said you wanted to come, so we're very excited about that. So in a little bit, we will let you preview. You're going to maybe talk about just a little bit for our viewers and listeners. Of course, the big thing, and as I told you earlier today, the big thing about this show for our guests is five random questions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm not excited about this part because I'm not as fast on my feet as Jason is. So,
well, it's okay because, see, in the course of 24 episodes, we've probably had 15 or 16 special guests, maybe.
Oh,
maybe not,
yeah,
maybe not quite that many.
Even our co-hosts right here.
Yes, and everyone is judged by those five questions. We've had some people.
I don't want to be judged.
Yeah, you're judged. You're judged. The Bible says not judged, but we don't have the Bible on the show.
Special emotion.
So there are some. There are some people that have done the show that it was like a complete train wreck. So there's that bar, and I can't mention her name because we don't make fun of Michelle anymore. So Michelle is down here.
Yeah.
And then we have some people that were way up here and like spectacular. I will say Aaron Wright was on the show last week.
That was probably one of my favorites.
He was.
Did you
really
watch or did you listen?
I listened. Awesome.
Did you
listen? Okay.
I need
Here we go. Competitive part
of me comes out. Yeah, so we're not trying to get you too worked up about it, but it's a pretty big deal.
No pressure, just a lot.
Yeah, just a lot.
Yeah. Thanks,
yeah.
Casey.
You're very welcome.
No problem. But before we do that, we will recap the week that was in Conclave, and it was a pretty historic week. Fitting that Hunter is here, but we had our first ever Conclave baby shower.
Yay!
Yeah, you need the mic. So, Hunter, tell us what did you think about the night? What were you expecting? What was good?
My expectations, I'm not even lying. They were a little low.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Because it's like, okay, I'm just going to go in there. It's going to be like some Doritos.
Sure.
Yeah. The food was very good. There's a lot of hard work put in that. The cake was good. We just finished it today.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. But, yeah, we were very, very excited. Bethany was, like, super emotional about it for, like, several days after.
Oh.
So, it really touched her. She was very excited.
Well, it was a fun night. Now, I'll give some credit where credit's due. Okay. All right. So Lisa did a spectacular job getting it all ready.
Oh.
So, we appreciate Lisa very much. she, as always, you know, she's the queen of organization. You know, when your husband was bragging on you, son, about being organized, I amend it, because that is Lisa and I. That's our dynamic. I am not. She is very much so. So, like, it probably stresses her out being in this room with all the chaos. Like, she probably needs to go put stuff in drawers and categorize it by, you know, ABCs and all that stuff. So at least it did a spectacular job.
You even found like a new setup for like seats and stuff.
I know. I really like that.
Because
that
was, I'm gonna be honest, that was amazing. That was very.
It was, and
it was amazing, or it was your idea?
It was my idea.
It was both, actually. Yeah.
But it was one of those. I had been thinking about trying that for the coming week, minus the couches, because I didn't know. I just didn't know it would work. But then for the hour, I needed all the table food down the middle, and it just kind of happened. And so here we are.
Well, I think you got a positive.
It's come new setup. So
it's a lot easier to clean up because you just slide
the
couches back over and
couch
them 30, 40 chairs.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'll tell you who you need to give some big props to. This is the first time it's been public knowledge. Is Lisa and I had a little talk with Cole Hughes.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
All right. So here's how it went. So we said, Cole, we need to make sure everyone is represented at the baby shower. So, Cole, we're putting you in charge of the younger bunch, the crew, right? And we need to make sure that they step it up on the gift. And they all stepped it up, and you guys also present, the collective present.
Yes,
so that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we give them credit on that.
Yeah. I was kind of shocked that he stepped up.
He,
so quiet.
Yeah. He texted me at least four times in the past week saying, hey, don't forget your money.
Yeah. He told me, he said,
well,
don't forget
the
money.
Yeah,
there
was lots
of
exchange
of
anything for the present.
He told me, he said, there'll be no choice. He said, I'm not giving them a decision. There's no choice for the matter for them. It was,
he won't let
me down. You have the money.
Well, I didn't know, like, he was over it or anything. He never let on to it or anything.
Well, you only know that after the fact. And don't tell Bethany, though. I mean, not that she could be told by this or anything, but just don't tell Bethany. It's just us talking.
Yeah.
So it was a cool night. So good setup. The food was good. Had a song. We talked for a little bit. Had a little devotion time. We had some prayers for you, Bethany.
Very special.
Yeah, it was a really cool night. It was a really cool night. So a lot of us can, and I don't know if, and I talked to Michelle about this and some others. Sometimes we come off of the enclave high. That's what I call it. You know, Sunday night's so cool and you enjoy it. And then you come home and you're still thinking about it and people are still talking on GroupMe and all that. And so it was a really cool night.
It was. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the first conclave baby shower.
Yep. Yeah.
And they have this Sunday from 2 to 4.
Yep. And then, that's right. Yeah, they'll have
the
to follow
church
us.
One.
The main
right
church
will
have to follow us. I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, it'll be good, but it won't be.
It's
not
about
conclave
now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think they can. Maybe a couple more guests. That's true. Remind me a few more guests. That's true. So we had a good week. All right. So now it's time to get serious. We talked about the week that was. It is now time to welcome you into the fold, Jennifer Browning.
Okay.
It is time. So before we want to do five random questions first, right?
Of course.
Then we'll let her do her thing.
Yeah.
Right?
We'll let her calm down a little bit.
All right. Well, let me.
Are you gonna make me mad?
No.
They shouldn't. I mean, they haven't yet.
And this is how it works.
I wrote them down.
Wow.
And I almost tore the paper. I want to make sure I had good questions. Usually come up with them on the fly, like while the show's going on.
I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
Do I need to hold your hands?
Yeah.
Gonna be fine.
You're shaking.
But truth be told, you are judged by this. You are either on the Michelle or Aaron Drew Tolbert scale, for those who have listened a long time.
You could be sort of in the middle.
Part.
This is the best part.
Okay.
We
just have to make you nervous.
Yeah.
It's
the best part of the show for everyone. We just did it organically one time. People told us, they said, that was a lot of fun hearing y'all ask them all those random questions that had nothing to do with the show. And so now, like, the show is kind of built around the five random questions. I know, we need a jingle. That would be awesome.
We need to do that.
All right, now, this talk goes, Casey always asks the first question.
If I can get there.
He always asks the last question, and we know how it goes by after the third question. It's kind of a hump questions, what we call it. So if you get through three, everything else is just smooth sailing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go.
All right, Casey, here we go.
All right. I got one. What's one of your favorite habits you have?
My favorite habit is probably when I get out of bed and make my bed, because I believe that you start a great day with a bed made.
I do know a few people like that, but I can't do that, mainly because my bed is 6 feet in the air, though.
Oh.
But I would say I have a lot of pillows that I put on there, and I check them off every day and then put them. And so Jason will send me a check sometimes and say, we have 40 pillows we put on our bed. No, we don't have actually 40 pillows. This is a joke. We have 40 pillows and then we take them off every night and then put them back on every day for no reason.
Yep.
But they make me happy.
It's
not 40 pillows.
I like
it.
Have you ever chopped a pillow?
Chopped a pillow?
Yeah,
is that a normal thing to do
when
you're married?
You throw it up on the bed, you chop it, it kind of... You've never seen that on HGTV?
I don't watch HGTV.
Oh, we chop our pillows in our house.
I'm only a 19-year-old college boy.
That's how you do it.
You will learn to chop the pillow.
All right. Yeah. I only have
you
six
will learn what order they
pillows.
Go in and everything.
It's a pretty big deal on the pillow.
Oh, yeah.
15 years later, Clint still does not know the order.
No.
And so that's why you don't
we have
pillows.
We have a pillow combination. There's a pillow combination.
Mine are just thrown on there.
But I will say, when we first got married, I never, like, if she was out of town and it was just me there, I wouldn't make up the bed until she came home from that trip. Now she has me programmed that at least I make up the bed even on days she's not. Like, if she's out of town, I make up the bed. And I'm like, what has happened to me?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
I've turned into this creature.
Yeah.
The other that way. I'm like, what has happened to me? Like, I used to be just the rebel, you know, like the kid. And
you're
that,
so
that's
civilized
all.
Now.
I know.
What civilized creature have you turned into?
I know.
That's right.
All right, so that was pretty good. All right, so make up your bed. All right. Okay, so what are some things that are okay to do occasionally, but definitely not okay to do every day? So something that's okay to do every once in a while, but definitely not okay to do every day.
Every once in a while would be eat ice cream.
Favorite flavor?
So I like milkshakes. Vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, whatever. It's different.
Yes.
So I don't love ice cream, but it's okay.
But what about for you? Is there something that you have to just, every once in a while, okay, but every day?
What did she say?
Who knows? You want to come in? Would you like to come in? All right. Yeah, yeah. There's no behind the scenes. Come on. Yes, we have.
No,
come on over, Ann, boy.
This
is the scene.
Resist or something like that. The one thing that she always says is cinnamon. She loves cinnamon.
Oh,
that's
yes.
her one thing that she's like, and every time we go on trips and we pass a Cinnabon,
that's whenever she
has to kind of restrain herself. And then Dad will always go in and be like, honey, you sure you don't want one?
He's like that little devil on the
ship. Oh, yeah. That's how
Dad
is.
Well, now, you know, now here's a little local flavor for you. Have been to the Cinnabon place in the Galleria? Now, there's a Cinnabon place, not that Cinnabon. There's like a local one in the Galleria. It's upstairs.
What's
the name of it? Like Kelly's or Kathy's? No.
Yeah.
You know, it's something like that.
It's by the escalator.
It's fantastic.
Cindy's
cinnamon roll.
Well, you can smell like the warmth.
Oh.
I'm telling you.
I have a friend who used to live in Tuscaloosa when he went to high school. And one day during high school, in 10th grade, he skipped school one day. And him and his friends went to the Galleria to skip school. And they went to Cindy's it was an awesome day.
From Tuscaloosa.
We had a blast.
Don't change school.
I mean, my friend had a blast that day. Oh, my mom doesn't watch. I'm just making this up. So, yeah, Cindy's. You need to try out Cindy's.
Just 10 years.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number three. This is the big one.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever done? But if you can't think of one on the spot, you can think of like...
No, I can think of one.
Okay, perfect.
Here we go.
Just kidding.
Definitely think of
one.
Be real cool and run up these steps. Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Steps and she's running.
And I'm running.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I thought the door was open, but it wasn't. It was a glass door. I ran up the stairs and ran straight into the glass door. And I was at a party. So there was like a bunch of people there.
Oh,
like,
man.
So I was like running. I was going to get something and I was running. It was like for a birthday party to somebody.
Yeah.
And I was going to go help the mom or helped somebody, it ran right into the back door. That was probably one of the dumbest things.
You didn't fall down like the stairs right after, right? It sounds like you just went upstairs. Bang.
Bang. Yeah.
How old were you?
Yeah, I was going to say, how old were you?
Oh, probably, I don't know.
3 days.
20.
Oh, and you're 20. Oh, well, yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. All right, so you've done three. You've done three. Now, this, now my question, Lisa, now several of us have heard this question. It's one of our favorites. I would say it's the most highly contested question we've ever asked any of our guests. There's a lot of debate. There is a lot of debate on this question, and depending on how you answer it, depends on whose side of the camp will support you or really bash you going forward. I mean, when this goes out, and there's a lot of people on the Facebook that didn't hear the podcast and asked this question originally, and they may want to leave
it. It's like a week-long conversation.
At least a week.
This kind of question will, like, wreak havoc upon high school. I did that once.
Yeah, oh, really?
The whole school.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would think we might get some comments on Facebook Live about what their answer is. All right, so here's my question. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Thank you.
No, it's not settled. We need your rationale behind why a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Well, I know that there is meat and then there's two pieces of bread.
Correct.
But it's the way that you eat it. And sometimes, really, a hot dog doesn't mean you have to eat the bread with it. So it's not a hot dog. It's not really a sandwich.
No,
it's a hot dog by itself.
If you just ate the meat, I'll give you that. That's not a hot dog. But if you have it tween in the buns, that's a hot dog.
If you go to sandwich places, they don't have a hot dog really there.
Sometimes.
Okay.
Well, yeah. So if it was really a sandwich, then they would have a hot dog available pretty much.
Exactly.
There's not really.
Then, I think this question divides men and women. Like, I really do.
Panera does not have a hot dog there.
Subway. And that is a sandwich.
Would you really
want a hot dog from Subway? Really?
Hold on. Okay.
Would you want a Subway hot dog?
Counter question. Counter question. What is a sub? What is a sub?
Well, I know what you're getting at.
Because Panera doesn't sell subs either.
However, we need to consider the fact that the sub is divided all the way through. A hot dog bun is still connected on one side.
A sub is not
a
little
bit. Okay, so I don't look at a hamburger as a sandwich. You know, like hamburger, that's a different.
Oh, no.
But technically, that's a sandwich, too.
It kind of is,
it's a sandwich.
It's not with, like, the turkey and the
meat
and all that
but
stuff.
It is.
So you don't think. So if I were to say, Clint, can you go get me a sandwich?
I could also get you a burger.
I would be like, why'd you bring me a burger? I asked for a sandwich.
Well, yeah, I agree with that. But see, I can't
say. So the hot dog's the only thing, just like a hamburger.
Yeah, our rationale, our argument, we can't say, we have to say hamburger is a sandwich if we're going to say a hot dog is a sandwich.
Right.
But a hamburger is it's a sandwich. It's two pieces.
Well, they don't sell them at Panera, Subway, or all those other places.
And if you look it up on the, like, hot dog Google, whatever, the hot dog people said they are not a sandwich.
I'm sorry, there are hot dog people?
Makers of hot dogs, yes.
Wow. We need to have Joey Chestnut on here, the world eating hot dog champion.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We need to reach out to him and see if he can answer this. And then Joey Chestnut.
Because a hot dog is not.
It's absolutely a sandwich. It's called Oscar Mayer.
I can almost guarantee you Oscar Mayer.
Really?
A hot dog is not a sandwich.
Well, they're wrong. Because me and Casey and Hunter have this one pegged correctly.
That's why I like.
There's no way it can't be a sandwich. If it fits into the categories of sandwich. Okay.
You see, this question is
like a hot dog is a sandwich. A sandwich is not a hot dog.
Yeah.
It's like squaring the rectangle. To me.
I mean, we'll be in the commons at church weeks to follow when we first brought this up. And people would randomly come up to us and then say, a hot dog is absolutely a sandwich. Or they would say, it's not a sandwich. Just like random people are like, I didn't even know you listened to the show. So now we're taking a whole other level. All right. So that was question four. Question five. Here we go.
Okay. What have you learned today?
Oh.
Today, right now, I'm
You mean the show or today in general?
Well, today in general, not like the show.
Okay,
since you're right.
And
you don't
have
this
lot because you guys are crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
And I've learned a lot. But today, what have I learned today? Well, I went to Ava's orientation at school. She did like a student-led conference for us.
Wow.
For her third grade. And so I learned that she received a caricature award and that she's doing really good in school and things like that. So I'm learning that she's transitioning well here. As far as learning, like learning a new...
anything. I mean,
learning.
That could have worked.
I mean, that she could have learned that a hot dog was a sandwich.
I didn't want to get into it.
Or you guys learned that the hot dog wasn't.
Oh,
I don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently so.
Like
so well done. Well done, Jennifer. Well done. Well done. You have. So now when you come back, then you won't have to do this part. So then you'll just be coming in. You'll just be here. We really don't do
unless
this.
Unless you want to
do it. Really just do it one time. Like Lisa's experience did. That was five.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hunter.
So add the jingle. That's my thing I would tell you guys.
We need a jingle.
You need a little jingle. My degree, communications, advertising, and public relations. Anything that y'all would like to ask me, I'd like to.
Well, awesome. We all need a budget. Can you see?
I have a whiteboard right there.
She said that was a joke.
But I think
you're
doing a great job.
Oh, well, I think a budget would be spectacular.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. Can you see about that? Do you know anybody? If you know somebody,
okay.
I mean, and theoretically speaking, we need a budget.
Or if y'all know somebody.
The apparel for Conclave Radio is brought to you by Conquer Lifestyle. We're so appreciative of Conquer Lifestyle. We didn't wear our shirts. We should have worn our shirts.
I didn't.
I got
some
shirts.
Yeah, huh?
I'm getting y'all some shirts.
You're getting some new shirts? Sweet.
And getting the ladies.
Oh, very
okay,
nice.
Conquer.
Yes. Who is Conquer? Oh. Go ahead and tell the people.
So Conquer Lifestyle is a it's like a fashion brand that we started about 2 years ago on Instagram to kind of reach just the younger population of Instagram.
Amazing.
As far as like motivation, we post something every day as far as like inspiration or motivation, as far as like health and fitness or just everyday life. We've grown a lot in the last.
He has 1,370 followers.
Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah, he has like what do you call the people that model?
Well, we have athletes and models.
Athletes and models. That was every
I like
day.
Your shirt.
They're
I
awesome.
Really do.
He has some cool stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
What's the website for the people?
It's conquerlifestyle.com.
Conquerlifestyle.com.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now that you've heard about it, you'll see random people in the church that have Conquer shirts or T-shirts, and now you know.
I've worn mine a few times.
And now you have 1,373.
Even better.
Hey, you're welcome, Hunter.
You're
welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so let's preview the Sunday. So we're 4 days away from – now, it's a pretty big deal. Again, no pressure, but it's our last it's our last conclave before we go on our big beach trip.
Wow.
So you're going to send us out a weekend of fun by your message to us.
Okay.
So tell us, you want to give us a little taste?
Well, I'm really going to talk about our focus and what are we really seeing, what is God wanting us to see. And there are a couple stories in the Bible, but also I'm going to talk about my testimony a little bit and how the Lord brought me to a place to truly see Him for who He was, and not just for what I wanted Him to be sitting in my box, but for what He wanted me to be in Him. So I'm talking about focus and seeing. And so in Jeremiah 1:11, it says, He comes to Jeremiah and says, what do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to talk about that, and I'm also going to talk about Zacchaeus. So those guys.
A wee little man.
Uh-huh. He was a wee little man.
Was he? I know that's a little bright story, but there's a couple of things in there that I'm gonna pull out. So.
Well, we can't wait. You're gonna get the new setup.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna get. I've heard worship is gonna be out of this world. That's what Chase told me.
Oh, it is.
A couple of days ago.
Are you gonna be there?
Yes, I will be.
Yep. So we'll have the whole ensemble. We'll have guitar, the box drum.
Tone, am I right?
That's a box drum.
That's a box drum.
That was
the box drum.
Yeah.
And food is going to be, thank you, is going to be catered by the Jarvis family. Everybody, every month, we appreciate them. And it is Chipotle night is what she's calling it. They're not buying Chipotle. It's going to set up like Chipotle. So I just found that out today. We are big fans of the Jarvis family's ministry to Concord.
Oh, yeah.
None more than Lisa Johnson.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Once a month, they come in and take all the food for us now. So it is awesome. So it's going to be a great week. So as we get ready to close, Jennifer, you were awesome. We appreciate you coming. You're welcome to come hang out anytime. Ainsley, you just come back and see us sometime. And we'll ask you five random questions.
I'm ready.
We might find the most embarrassing ones, though, for us.
We're able to do extra digging for special.
Yeah, watch Aaron's last
week. Yeah, we got to do more red than Aaron.
Definitely, we definitely learned things that I learned too much about Aaron. Yeah, I wasn't going to share it and see shit on Facebook, and I said, okay, the game is run out. Here we go. I'm letting everybody know.
The students will probably give them some smack talk.
Yeah.
About it.
Oh, I'm not going to watch it.
It was please.
I think I watched it.
It was one of our highest rate watched episodes on Facebook.
Oh,
it's
close.
It was a big one. All right, so as we close, that's true.
Okay.
Won't you tell us how everyone can connect with us on Conclave?
Well, if you're in the metropolitan area, you can always come find us Sundays. We're at 6 p.m. at Metropolitan Church God with the gym. But if not, that's okay. You can always keep up with us by obviously subscribing.
Hit that subscribe button.
Subscribing, following, getting notifications, anything like that. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, Block Talk Radio at the moment.
Yep.
And you can also follow us on social media. Conclave Metro is our username for everything except Instagram. It's still Conclave _Metro.
Yep. That's correct.
Yep. And that's how you can keep up with us.
Yep. So we're more than Sunday night. We are we are Wednesday night, Conclave U.
Sundays and Wednesday nights, yes.
That's right. So we're Conclave U now. We're studying the book of Revelation. We have a YouTube page. We're just taking over.
We almost
forgot something uber important. We have it. Hello to our famous listeners.
Alaskan listeners.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Norwegian. Hello.
Norwegian. You know how to say hello in Norwegian?
Nope.
Chase,
I know.
No, we know. Chase told us.
I have
he said it like
you have
that.
A question? Okay.
When's the last time that y'all actually know that? Anyone from
East Asia,
listen.
That's beside the point.
It doesn't matter. What are you talking about?
What's a listener are always
listening? Okay. Like, are they still listening?
I looked at our numbers earlier today, and it says 3% of our listeners come from the United Kingdom. I'm just saying 3%.
Okay.
That means we have at least.
That's the way to say hello to them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
hello?
I know y'all can
do
this.
Chase Golan, was our special guest one time.
He said there was some way to say hello.
He looked up the way to say. He said it on the show like he knew it all the time. He knew the way to say hello in Norwegian.
Right.
All right. Well, I think that's a pretty good close on episode 24 of
Conclave Radio. We just finished. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yeah. She survived five.